Franz von Lehnbach spent more than 10 years painting his portrait of Hedwig Pringsheim. In 1902, the oil painting was moved across the Königsplatz from Lehnbach's villa to Palais Pringsheim at Arziststraße 12. When, in August 1933, the National Socialists forced Hedwig and Alfred Pringsheim to sell their palais to the Deutsche Arbeiterverein, the German Laborers' Association, Adolf Hitler was the chairman, they had to part with more and more of their big art collection. In November 1933, the palais was demolished and the NSDAP administration building was erected on the site. Although the Pringsheims succeeded in emigrating to Switzerland in October 1939, the bulk of their possessions had been confiscated by then or sold for ridiculously small sums of money. From their huge art collection, they could only take with them a few family portraits. Lehnbach's portrait of Hedwig Pringsheim was not one of them. In fall 2006, in the phototheque of the Munich Central Institute for Art History, today housed in the former NSDAP administration building, I discovered a black and white photo titled Franz von Lehnbach, Female Portrait. An oil painting measuring 90 by 74 centimeters from the series Beauty Ideals. In addition, the photo bore the letters F and LZ together with numbers. F refers to the so-called Führerbau number, and LZ means that the picture was once intended for Hitler's Führermuseum in Linz. The photo was taken shortly after World War II in the American Central Art Collecting Point in Munich. The CCP was located in the southernmost of the two Nazi buildings at Königsplatz, in the former NSDAP administration building. In other words, where Alfred and Hedwig Pringsheim's famous palais had stood until 1933. Here, the pictures the Nazis had confiscated were registered and, insofar as it was possible, restituted. But the question is, how did the Lehnbach portrait find its way from the Pringsheims to the CCP?
On Saturday, November 19th, 1938, we were informed by telephone that a commission would be coming at 10 a.m. on Monday, November 21st, 1938, in order to view and assess our art collection. Instead of this, the Secret State Police appeared on November 21st at 8 a.m. with several helpers and a furniture van, together with packers. They immediately began taking down pictures from the walls and packing them and other art objects in the rooms into the van. Then Inspector Gerum of the Gestapo inquired about the silver collection, of which he had heard. We showed it to him. "We'll be taking this too, of course," he said. Over a period of several hours, with our aid, a detailed inventory of this extensive collection was drawn up and the collection was packed item by item into chests. The undertaking continued throughout the day until 4 p.m. The Gestapo report on the securing of the cultural assets of the Jewish Pringsheim family of Wiedenmeierstraße 35 on November 21, 1938, records the confiscation of 121 items. The works of art were transferred to the Bavarian art dealing company, Bayerische Kunsthandelsgesellschaft, formerly Bernheimers, for safekeeping and for sale.
The Munich gallerist Maria Almas Dietrich, formerly a furniture dealer and friend of Heinrich Hoffmann, sold the Hedwig Pringsheim portrait and other pictures from the Pringsheim collection to Adolf Hitler. The picture was henceforth known by the title Portrait of a Lady with Feather Hat. All she would say later was that she had acquired the pictures from a colleague before the war. She forgot to mention that the Pringsheims had been forced to sell their art collection so as to be able to leave the country. In letters to her daughter, Hedwig Pringsheim told how, being Jewish, they could only withdraw small sums of money from their bank account, and that this was far too little to live on and to emigrate. Hence, they were forced to sell pictures and other art objects. The gallerist Maria Almas Dietrich also omitted to mention that, with these pictures, Hitler acquired a number of the Munich Jewish Pringsheim family's Lehnbach portraits for his Führermuseum. The portrait of a lady was then stored with a great number of other artworks in the Führerbau at Königsplatz until 1944. Because of the increasing number of air raids on Munich, it was moved to the salt mine at Altaussee, the so-called Reich Conservation Depot in the Austrian Salzkammergut. Here in May 1945, the US Army discovered paintings destined for the museum in Linz, including the portrait of a lady with feather hat. Together with other pictures, the Americans sent it back to Munich. Thus, the Lehnbach portrait of an unknown lady returned to its original location. The Americans gave the picture another number, its Munich number, at the CCP, and sent it to the Wiesbaden CCP. From there, it was restored to the Austrian Federal Office for Historical Monuments in Salzburg, where it stayed for 40 years. No one knew what to do with it. It was twice advertised for restitution to potential heirs in the Wiener Zeitung as a portrait by Lehnbach of a lady in historicizing costume of the 17th century with hat. It was stored near Vienna as ownerless cultural property together with 1,030 artworks stolen from Jewish collections and private homes in the NS era. In 1996, these artworks were auctioned off at the Vienna Museum of Applied Art on behalf of the victims of the Holocaust. In the Christie's catalogue, the picture now featured the title Portrait of an Elegant Lady in Rubenesque Costume. It was offered for $3,800. A Viennese collector purchased the picture for $16,230. Incidentally, I discovered the picture in the internet. It can be acquired relatively cheaply as a reproduction from the auction catalogue.